Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Welcome, guys. If this is your first time or your 300 and something time joining us, welcome. We just really embrace you and appreciate you being part of the Direct Impact Nation and what we're trying to do here, which is breathe life into each other and get on that path of recovery and self-discovery. This season is season 8, and we are talking about sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity. Today, the title is Triggered and Tempted: What Sets the Spiral in Motion? All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about being triggered and how do we avoid triggers? You know, in a previous episode, we talked about our three circles of recovery, you know, looking at the inner circle, which is what we abstain from, the middle circle, which is what we have boundaries with, and the outer circle, which are the positive things that you want to put in. All of this, if you look at it, it is about avoiding the slippery slope to relapse and avoiding and learning more about what triggers you, what triggers not just you, the addiction. You know, because we're always working hard to separate the individual from the disease of addiction, okay? You are not your addiction. Your partner, your family member, your friend, they are not their disease, okay? Of course, you have to set boundaries with the disease just like they do. You know, we talked about that middle circle, right? They have to set boundaries with their disease, just like you have to set boundaries with them. This is an essential part of recovery and healing for individuals and families, okay? But let's talk about the addict today. Let's talk about understanding triggers. We often in recovery, be it from chemical addictions or be it from behavioral addictions, we're looking at our most common and basic biological triggers, okay? Because triggers can be either internal or external, all right? So some of the internal triggers are going to be hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. You know, that is really important. Another trigger is going to be sick. You know, if you're sick, if you're not feeling well, you know, this is so important to understand that like all of our triggers are not external. They're not just external stimuli trying to grab your attention and, you know, trigger your disease. It's sometimes just biological triggers that are absolutely going to happen. And when they are happening inside of you, it triggers your nervous system. And once your nervous system is triggered, you are looking for a way to find homeostasis, to find ease, to get back okay, into, you know, this window of tolerance, right? Because how did you find your disease? How did you get wired that way? Originally, you found that this particular behavior gave you a sense of ease. It's a lie. I mean, it eventually is going to cause extreme harm and negative consequences, but you have to give yourself grace as to why you found this behavior. Most people found them as a way to cope with and survive, you know, their family of origin. Whether they were in a dysfunctional family system or addicted family system, they are looking to these behaviors as a way to cope. So please heap grace upon yourself. Heap grace upon your loved ones. It's not going to hurt you to do that. It is important that you understand the origin, but it's also now your place and your responsibility to fight that, to heal from that, to recover from that, to get honest about that, right? Like, your recovery is your responsibility now, all right? But understand, like, originally, this was a way to cope. It was a way for your nervous system to get back into its window of tolerance. So when you take the disease and you start abstaining from it, so when you take the sexual compulsivity and the sexual acting out behaviors away, you are in this constant state of dis-ease, right? And so, of course, you're going to be easily triggered. And every bit of external stimuli could potentially trigger you. Like, in the first 3 months, oh my goodness, you are such a high risk of relapse because you are so raw. Every little thing can be triggering, both externally and internally, because your nervous system is so dependent on that behavior. And without it, it has to learn new healthy coping skills. That's a tall order. It's tough. There's a reason that this recovery thing is so hard. Okay? And we've got to recognize in early recovery, like, what these triggers are. So we do want to look at hungry, angry, lonely, tired. All right. I want to tell you something about triggers. They last for about intensely. They intensely last, you know, where it's not just a trigger. It then becomes a craving and an urge that it's like this itch that you feel like if you don't scratch it, you know, it's going to go on and on forever. It's a feeling, not a fact, but that is the way it feels. Okay. So you want to catch it early on. All right. So hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Once you are triggered this way, early on, it's kind of off to the races. It's, you know, it's triggered. So now you've got that urge, that craving going on. So what I tell people in early recovery, you know, their first year really of recovery, but we're looking right now at the first 3 to 6 months. Please, please, please get in front of these things. Don't let them happen. And then you try to fall on these coping skills that you don't have in place to get through it. Okay. It's going to be intense for the first 15 to 20 minutes, but it will pass. It will pass. We call this urge surfing, surfing the urge. What are you going to do in that 15 to 20 minutes to surf the urge to act out? You have to have a plan in place for when these triggers happen. You also want to get in front of them, okay? So sometimes you're triggered and you don't know, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Am I bored? Right? Boredom to me is like the number one. But you want to ask yourself these things and then say, well, I don't know, but I'm going to eat something. I don't know, but I'm going to take a 15-minute nap or just lay there or read a book and see, you know, if maybe that helps. You know, I don't know if I'm angry. Maybe I'm just irritable, but I'm going to pull out my journal and start, you know, writing about it. You know, that is a way that you can respond when you're like just trying to figure out what is the trigger. You're trying to learn what your triggers are. That still isn't necessarily getting in front of it. So I really like my clients to focus on their outer circle behaviors that helps them before a trigger even starts. Journal every day, not just when you're triggered. Go ahead and journal. Have an AM routine. Have a PM routine. Okay? These are the things that help you get in front of and manage triggers. Okay? So eat regularly? Are you meal prepping? Are you planning? When are those meals going to be? Are you eating every 3 to 4 hours at least a snack? In early recovery, these are things you have to consider. Okay. I would even argue that for the rest of your life, you have to consider these things because it's a healthy lifestyle. But in early recovery, you really need to prioritize all of these things so that you don't get hungry, so that you don't get angry, you know, so that you don't get lonely or tired. Like, you're still going to get angry. Okay. You're still going to get lonely, but the intensity to which you experience it can be minimized if you implement healthy habits. If you've been listening to this podcast a while, you know that I have written a journal. It is called the Plan to Recover Mini Journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery. It talks about understanding and getting in front of your triggers. The triggers that someone in our journal reflects on every day is hungry, angry, lonely, tired, stressed, and bored. There are other triggers to consider for sure, but in our journal, this is something you're reflecting on every day. And if that is what is triggering you, you then look to your future self and say, how am I going to ensure that my future self doesn't feel like this? That my future self is fed every 3.5 hours? That my future self is getting 8 hours of sleep, maybe 9, maybe 7. It really depends on you, but you start to discover this about yourself. Maybe my future self is not going to miss their 12-step program, so they're not so lonely. Maybe my future self is going to journal, so they're not so angry and bottling things up. Okay? But this is how you want to start to understand your triggers, get in front of your triggers. Be kind to your future self who is guaranteed to be triggered. Please consider all of this. It is important. And it's important to know that, again, you are abstaining from the one thing that's been regulating your nervous system. If you do not really take this part seriously, you are going to be on a slippery slope in recovery. And if you're a recovering sex addict, who is in a committed relationship, this type of thing is what leads to, you know, a slippery slope to relapse, a slow recovery process, and a lot of staggered disclosure, which could destroy your relationship. So please get in front of these things now, because you are guaranteed to be triggered, both internally and externally. Let's talk about the external triggers. People, places, things, situations, and circumstances and events. Okay? People, places, and things, situations, circumstances, and events. Please, again, I can't recommend enough my journal, but any journal to get in front of these things that you know are coming on your calendar. Look at your calendar. Use these things. You know, is it a good idea for my recovery to have lunch with this person? Is it a good idea in my recovery to go to a certain event where there's that old acting out partner there? Look at the calendar, prioritize your recovery. Don't get swept up in the inertia of life and find yourself in a highly triggering situation or scenario. Okay? Recovery is about healthy habits. It is about a daily routine. It is about forecasting in the future. It is about utilizing your calendar. This is all so important. It is so important. Okay? So, I hope that you will check out our Plan to Recover mini journal, because it is a good way to get started on an AM routine, a PM routine, understanding your triggers, being kind to your future self, really building an outer circle of healthy habits and behaviors, and avoiding triggers that could lead to relapse. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. I hope this better helps you understand triggers, what you're going to experience in early recovery, and why it's happening. It is not happening because you're doing something wrong. It is not. It is happening because you're doing something right. Okay. See your triggers as proof positive that you are doing the right thing. And the right thing is often very hard. Okay, so I am thinking about all of you out here who are doing the next right thing that feels really hard. Thank you for getting out of your comfort zone, because that is the path to recovery. All right, guys, I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.